Now, wait, I've got me. Put my L too far. Now, there's a back door coming out the hall right here.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the porch. It come out on the porch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Here was the door to come in the dining room. And there was the door to come in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the kitchen. And here was the door. The door for the... You see what
yeah,
I mean now?
Yeah, I see.
This is, that's a pretty thing, ain't it?
That's your parents' room. And that's girls' room.
No, this is the parents' room right here. And this is the girls' room.
Oh, I got it backwards.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's the girls' room. And this was the front room.
Uh-huh.
This was the boys' room.
Yeah.
And kitchen. Here.
Uh-huh. In the dining room there.
Okay. But, you ever heard of a kitchen being built of completely separate from the house?
Yeah, I lived in, no, but, I haven't lived in a house like that either. I lived in a house where the kitchen would just have a walk off to the house.
Yeah. What you call that? Anything special?
We'll just call it a walk off from off the kitchen off from the house and a walk
yeah.
to it.
Okay. Why'd they build a kitchen separate?
Well, I don't know. It was just the old-timey folks that did it, I guess.
Okay, and, see, now just talking about the, let's see, the top part of the house. Like, this is your house. And the thing on top, what do you call that?
Roof?
Yeah, and, if you have a, fireplace, then where the smoke goes out.
Mm-hmm. That's a chimney.
Okay. Is, you know, sometimes you see a plant, you know, a big industrial plant,
mm-hmm.
and they'll have these big old things.
Smokestacks.
Yeah, that's a different, you don't call that chimney.
Uh-uh.
Okay. And, okay, say you have a fireplace, and Well, just describe that for me. There's a part that, you know, in front of the fireplace.
Well, they, you build a fireplace. It's built. You can build a, you know, a double fireplace where
mm-hmm.
double where you can have a fireplace in each room. One like a, you know, stack chimney where you can have one in each room, or you can just build it at the end of the house and just have one fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's where ours was just one fireplace in the one in Mom and Papa's room. And one in the front room, and one in the kitchen.
Uh-huh. And what do you call the part in front of the fireplace?
The hearth.
Okay, is that, how's that look? Is that?
It's just brick laid down, you know, out from the fireplace to keep the floor from burning, because the floor, wood floor,
uh-huh.
would burn, and to put brick out. About two feet, a foot and a half, 2 feet. To keep the floor from burning.
What about if you have on a stove, you have something similar to that, a little shelf coming up, out from the stove? You call that the same thing?
No, if you have a stove wood, which you burn wood in,
mm-hmm.
you have to use a stove flue. You build a stove flue up in the top of the house.
What's a stove flue?
Yeah, and then you have stove pipe to go from your stove up to your stove flue. Your stove flue rests is on a form. It has to have a iron form up in, you know, to build your stove flue on, and it goes up through your house. It don't come all the way down like your chimney does. And then you use stove pipe to go to your stove
mm-hmm.
flue.
What do you call the, when you burn wood in the stove, what do you call that black stuff?
So,
okay. If you have a real old-fashioned stove, what do you call the front part of it?